Time now to have a chat to Sarah Rutten, who, if you don't know the name, you'll most definitely know the image, because she was the strapper of Sunlight, and it was a beautiful picture of Sarah distraught after the sale of Sunlight, which shows how much love and passion she has for her great friend Sunlight, and we've been lucky enough for her to join us this morning. Good morning, Sarah. How are you going?
Good morning. How are you, Michael?
I'm very well indeed. How are you going after saying goodbye to Sunlight? It's been a day or two now. Have you managed to get your head around it?
I'm not sure if I've got my head around it. I had a pretty quick trip up and back to the Gold Coast, so I actually flew back yesterday morning really early. I had a 7 o'clock flight out of Brisbane, and I was back in Angaston and road track work this morning. So I think keeping busy has definitely kept my mind off of it. But obviously it's something that, you know, at the time was very difficult, and I'll miss her every single day.
Yeah. What was your thought when you saw the photo? Did you realise that photo was being taken?
No, I didn't. I knew I would cry, and I was like, I'm sure someone would get a photo. But I was not aware that they took that photo at that time. But it's just, you know, after I let her go in the box, I guess it was, you know, the final goodbye until obviously I see her again. But it's just a very emotional time, you know, when you spend so much time with a horse and obviously love them so much. And, yeah, just very emotional for me.
And take us back to your relationship and where it all began with Sunlight. How much time have you actually spent with her?
A lot of time. So obviously I travelled with her when she first went up to the Gold Coast and started, you know, her two-year-old campaign up there. And since then it's just been, I've travelled with her everywhere. Like we travel, I go in the truck with her every time she travels. You know, just, we've just had all the experiences together, and it's just like in the last 3 years, I've spent more time with her than I have any other person or any other horse. So that's why obviously you get such a close bond with them when you spend that much time together.
And what is that bond like? What's she like, Sunlight?
she's interesting. Like she can be quite cranky, which everyone's probably already seen. But you know, she has her times when it's just you and her, and like no one's around, where she wants to come in for a cuddle. And she's a very easy horse, so anything you ask her to do, she just does, which obviously working for Tony and being away with his horses, he's so good to work for. He gives so much trust in the people that travel with them. And her making it easier for me by being so good with everything has just made the journey that much better.
What's your background, Sarah? How did you get involved in racing, and where did your love of the horse come from?
I've always been riding. I had my first horse when I was 5, and I started working in the race industry when I was 15, when I was still at school. And I started in a country stable at Strathalbyn, and then I've been with Tony and Calvin for 5 years now. And the experience travelling with Tony's horses, that's just changed my life. And, you know, it's just amazing the experiences you can have when you get those opportunities.
And now that she's going to a pretty nice home with Coolmore, will you be making regular visits to see her?
Yes. I mean, obviously life goes on as normal, but whenever I get time off or get the chance to travel up there, it would be just amazing to go see her. And when she gets in foal, and when she has her foal, you know, I'll definitely be taking some time off to go up and see her. And they were kind enough to say to me that I'm welcome at any time, which is great. And, yeah, I would love to see the place and where she's off to now. So, yeah, definitely.
What did your family think when they saw that image of you at the sales?
My parents are the most wonderful people. I'm very lucky. I have two saints as parents, and they are very supportive of my career. And they're not really into racing, but they take everything that, you know, I've ever done with horses. And Mum was on the phone to me crying, and, you know, that they're just really proud that they, you know, they can have a daughter that's been part of something so special, which, you know, means the world to me, that they get to experience that, and that happiness they also feel for me.
Oh, that's beautiful. And I know Tony's got a bit of a rough exterior, and he's been known as a bit of a, in his younger days, a hothead, but I get the feeling he's a bit of a softy inside as well. Was he a bit emotional as well, Tony McAvoy?
Yeah. Oh, it's funny you say that, because he's, I would say, the opposite of him. Maybe in his younger days, but Tony's always been, you know, anyone that asks, I say, it's not just because I work for him, he's actually the most genuine and caring, like, boss to work for, and he gives you a lot of opportunities, and he, like, just, he has a lot of faith in his staff, which is something, you know, which is, can be rare sometimes. And obviously, even though, you know, I like to think males don't probably show as much emotion, but I'm sure when the decision was made to retire, it was a very sad day for Tony as well.
Who's your next sunlight? Who are you looking after now?
I have a few that I look after that I travel with. There's a few babies that are coming through this year that I really like. I travel, obviously, with, I've travelled with Keelong, which has been lovely, but, you know, that there will never be another one of her. There's good horses, but, you know, when it comes to those ones that really change your life, I don't think there would be another one like her. But exciting ones, and, going forward.
And is the long-term goal for you, your love and passion of the horse is clear for everyone to see, Sarah. Would you like to become a trainer one day?
I would love to. I think sometimes it's, you know, a little bit hard in the industry is such to, you know, you've got to work really hard to do something like that. And I think, you know, it is my dream, and it always has been from a young age, to be a trainer. And, you know, like being at Tony's has taught me a lot, you know, and every day I learn something from Tony and Calvin. So, you know, that is the long-term goal, to be a trainer or assistant trainer. Yeah, that would be amazing, and I'll definitely be working my hardest towards that.
I'm speaking with Sarah Rutten, whose image after the sale of Sunlight has gone global on social media. And Sarah, we often say that the stable hands and the workers are the unsung heroes. From someone who lives that life, what do you say about that, and all your fellow stable hands around Australia who work so hard, often in the shadows without much recognition?
Oh, I 100% agree with you. Like, we get up every morning, you know, at, some people would say, ridiculous hours, because we love the horses, because we love the industry. And, you know, like, it doesn't matter if a horse wins, like, in the country, bush somewhere, or if it wins a Group 1. If you work with that horse every day and ride it, it means just as much to you. And I do believe that. I think people outside of racing, they have this look on it as if, you know, we don't love them, or, you know, there's all this going on. But the fact is, they could not be more loved, these horses, and the people that spend the most time with them definitely have the most emotion for them.
Beautifully said, Sarah. Lovely to have a chat to you today. We feel for you, we feel your pain, but we need people like yourself, and it is everyone out there who works in these stables who have the passion and the love of the horse like you do, Sarah, that helps make this racing game so good, and will help it to continue to flourish. Well done with everything that you've done, and may you find, maybe not emotionally, a new sunlight, but one that goes just as fast.
Yeah, well, I hope for Tony and Calvin and the whole stable that, you know, like, there will be stars in the future, and, you know, definitely for the whole team, I can say she will be very sorely missed, and there'll be a spot in the stable that definitely won't be filled very quickly.
Good on you, Sarah. Great to chat this morning.
Thanks so much, Michael. Thanks for your time.
Sarah Rutten, who was the strapper of Sunlight. What a great